Billy, I'm excited about today's episode of Stupidity. I really am.
Really? How come?
Well, because I do a thing every day with a friend of mine. We've been doing it for years. His name is Mikey T. Now, he can't join us today, so we'll bring in a couple of other people here to join us. But we talk it out. And what I mean by that is every day in the afternoon for about a half hour, me and Mikey will look over the lines for the upcoming night in sports, and we will talk it out, and we will settle on two or three or four or five, depending on how many we like. We'll just figure out what we're going to take on a daily basis, and we do it by talking it out. And it's been it's proven to be very helpful, and I enjoy doing it. And so we're going to try it today on Stupidity. I'm excited for that.
I like that. So we're just going to, me, you, and a select few other people. Well, I'll just tell people who's going to join us today.
Sure.
Chris Cody's going to be in with us. Mike Ye is going to be in with us. And then, you know, if there's a tie, we're going to have to figure out what to do because we have an even number of people here today. There's four of us. And we're just going to kind of talk out. How many bets do you want to do?
I think we should probably do three. Like, so what me and Mike do usually is we do it every single day headed into the evening. But because we're doing this as a podcast, I think the way we should approach this is the four of us, we have to agree. And we'll see. Like, listen, the first thing I do is just open up the paper or look at the lines and I go with my gut. Like, here's what stands out to me. And then we talk it out and see if it makes sense or not. But I think we should select three games because we're going to do this headed into the football weekend. And so the four of us will have to agree on three games that all four of us like, college or pro. And it could be a prop bet. It could be an over-under. It could be straight against the spread. It could be a halftime, first quarter spread, whatever. But we just have to come up with three games this weekend that we agree on.
I like this.
I know you do.
I really like this.
You do?
Yeah, the only thing that I wish...
You haven't done it yet. How do you know you're going to like it?
I really like this idea, but I'm already thinking for the next time when we do it, I think that what we need to do is we each need to get a paper so we can actually physically open up the paper and just immediately see it and not be distracted by anything else that's going on. Just open the paper, black and white. Who do I like? Get that ink on my fingers. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because the younger people in the audience have no idea what I'm talking about, or Billy, when we say open up the newspaper. But back in my day, steal something from Greg Cody, the lines were only presented. There was no internet. You would have to open up your newspaper, and the lines were sitting right there, right next to the box scores. You would get all the lines there. And me and Mikey would just, we'd look at it, we'd open up the paper. And you're right, we do need papers, because you need to hear the papers opening up and hear us, you know, and we discuss what's in the paper. We discuss the spreads until and sometimes what happens here, Billy, is I might like something because my gut is telling me, hey, and then Mikey will point out, hey, their offensive line, four guys injured, and all of a sudden I don't like it anymore.
Yeah,
how about that's what talking it out is all about, you know? Yeah, so
let's
you're excited,
it.
Huh?
I am. Let's do it, let's talk it out.
All right, let's bring in Chris Cody and Mikey Ye. And by the way, Stupidity is presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today. Use code STU for a special offer when you sign up. That's code STU only at DraftKings Sportsbook. And, of course, all lines here will be courtesy of our friends at DraftKings. Billy, you ready to talk it out?
Let's talk it out.
Let's talk it out. Stu Gouts here from my friends over at Miller Lite. A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. Another thing that hasn't changed is that it's less filling. So, what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate in 1975, and we still haven't settled it. Listen, for me, it's simple. When I'm sitting around with friends, with family, we're at concerts, we're watching the Knicks finally win for the first time in 30 years, we're laughing, we're having a great time, we do it with ice cold Miller Lights. Always have, always will. Miller Lite keeps it simple, undebatable quality, great taste, only 96 calories. It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/stew, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Oh my gosh. Folks, gather around. Everyone gather around. Listen to these words. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. With same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more, don't miss out as the NBA postseason winds down. And if you're new to DraftKings, you gotta check this out. New customers, listen to me. You bet just $5 to get $150 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code Dan. That's code Dan for new customers, and you get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's insane. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-469. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
All right, so I used to, I still do a thing called talking it out.
By yourself?
I did it. I did it and I do it with a friend, Mikey T. But Mikey T is a very busy man. He could not join us and we don't have the money to pay him. So,
I have a question for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
How many Mikey last initials do you have unaccounted for? Like, how many last names are not represented in the Mikeys that you know? In terms,
what
of
letters are you missing?
Yeah,
I have
exactly.
A Mikey A. I More have efficient. A Mikey B. Mike Biamonte. I have a Mikey C. I'm still working on a D, and I have a Mikey T. So I have four letters of the alphabet covered so far, Bill.
So if you're a Mikey out there and you want to be Stugatz's friend, and you have any of the letters that are not covered, feel free. I guess to send in your applications, just tell us your name. Your first name obviously is Mikey, your last initial, and then we'll kind of, I guess, get those resumes out there and see if Stugatz approves them so that he will have all the Mikeys covered.
You technically have two Mikey G's.
Ooh.
That's true. Yep. And a Mikey E, Michael Ruzioni. How about that?
You don't know him.
You're right.
The guy that used to oversee weekend observations was Mikey U.
That's
Mikey
true.
You, you're right. Yes. I got a lot of Mikeys in my life. So I used to do this thing called talking it out. And me and Mikey T, we would open up the newspaper. We would look at the spreads because back then you could only find the spreads in the newspaper. And we would just kind of talk out our gambling strategy for the upcoming night. But we're going to try this headed into a football weekend to do college football and pro football, and we're just going to talk it out. And the way we would do it, guys, is the first thing we would do is just open up that paper, take a first look at the night's lines, and we would go with our gut, like just gut picks, things that we see that kind of stand out to us that almost look too good to be true. You know what I'm saying?
Packers plus 11. How'd I do?
Excellent.
I didn't really say it well, but I feel like it's a good pick. That's
but
what
Packers
my gut's telling
plus 11. Right.
First time in his career, he's been a double-digit underdog. That's what my gut's telling me.
Okay, that's what your gut's telling you. So my gut's also telling me a couple of things here. My gut is telling me that BYU minus 3 against East Carolina is a very, very good selection because East Carolina 5-3, I believe. BYU's 4-4. But BYU was supposed to be one of the top 10 teams in the country. The game's being played at home, and BYU is getting their entire team healthy. So for me, that game stands out to me as a game that I think I have to take headed into the weekend. And by the way, I'll just, you know, for the record, let everyone know, 31-19-2 on the college football season. So that's
wow.
So right now, BYU is kind of my gut pick unless someone finds something that would convince me to walk away from BYU. But my gut goes against, like, listen, if I feel it in my gut, there are no stats or metrics you guys can present to me that will get me off my position that BYU is a lock at minus 3 against East Carolina.
So in talking this out, talking out, so what are we just all going to give like one game or should we go over a couple with like a little things and then at the end we'll tell you which one we really, really like?
I think we should go over a few games and I think we should all agree on like four or five games that we put out to the audience because we talked it out.
Okay.
Right. All right. How do you feel about that?
I'm talking it out.
That's always our thing. Like, you know, it can't be pinned down. We're talking it out right now. We're just talking it out.
All right. So, Chris, do you have a game you want to start with here or what do you think?
I don't know if I have a particular game, man. I'm just kind of feeling out the thing. I like this game right now. I'm just scrolling through DraftKings, just
it's
seeing what just like I'm just letting it's like a lazy river DraftKings right now. I'm seeing Giants Seahawks as the only game this week with two teams with winning records. I mean,
really?
We have 49ers Rams, we have Packers Bills, and we have Ravens Bucks, and those games do not have two teams with winning records. It's all the right, Giants Seahawks.
I will tell you that my gut right now, because I think the Giants are the worst 6-1 team in NFL history, I am tempted. I think it's -3, right? The Seahawks, according to DraftKings?
Yes.
I am tempted to take the Seattle Seahawks. In fact, I think I'm going to take the Seattle Seahawks.
Wow.
In this game. Yeah.
Best quarterback in the game.
Geno Smith, of course. Yes. Mm-hmm. Hall of Famer. I mean,
also, they are the best at running the ball, and the Giants are the worst at stopping the run. So that's a good, that's like a solid strategy going in. Look at me.
That's why we talk these things out. I mean, how about that? Wait, give that stat again. What is it?
The Seahawks are number one in yards per carry, and the Giants are number 32 in yards per carry allowed.
Wow.
Huh. Right off the top of my head.
Exactly. Billy, you feeling good about the Seahawks here? Should that be one of our games?
I can be talked into it. I mean, I like the Giants. I want them to keep rolling, also because I want Dable to be on God Bless Football. But you know what? You've talked me into it. Seahawks are going to be one of our games. It's going to be the Seahawks.
Well, hold on. Mikey A needs to agree here, too. Oh, okay. We're talking it out. Let's not exclude Mikey A, who's replacing.
Listen,
Mikey
I'm not saying I'm going to take the Seahawks. I'm just talking it out.
Right.
Them at home, they're better than. Give me the Seahawks.
12 quarterback edge goes to who?
Football this weird thing when it like makes sense? When it makes too much sense, go with the opposite.
Well, that's why we talk these things out. So now you're thinking maybe taking the Giants here, huh?
Just now you're talking me out of it.
Yeah, I know. It's talking it out, not talking me out of it. Okay. So now we don't know about Seattle.
Yeah, we'll have to come back to that one.
But how about that whole best team in the league running, worst team in the league, and stopping the run?
That did sound good.
Stats are deceiving.
Right, I'm back. I'm back.
Okay. You're back. So we are taking Seattle, huh?
Yes.
Okay. How about, here's one that I love, all right? I'm just throwing it out there, and that's why we talk these things out. I love the Jets plus, this is where it all goes to shit, Mikey A. I love the Jets plus 1.5 at home to the Patriots. The Patriots are confused. They have no idea who their quarterback's going to be.
Yeah. And the Patriots have beat the Jets 12 straight times.
Oh, that's why we talk these things out. I mean,
Sunday will be the first time since 2001. That's week 12 when Tom Brady was in his 10th start that the Jets have a better record facing the Patriots.
Hmm.
But an important detail, the Jets will debut their alternate black helmet in this game.
Wow.
That's just a cool look. That's got to be one check in their column.
Yep. Talking it out. Wow. So where are we with this game? Because my gut is telling me the Jets are going to win the game. I don't know if Mac Jones is going to play. I don't know if it's going to be Bailey Zappe. Bill Belichick doesn't know at the time we're recording this who his quarterback
is. He knows.
Although he knows.
He knows.
He doesn't want the Jets to prepare for
him. Well, the exact quote was, "The plan is to see how it goes when asked who is starting." So,
isn't that usually how we record Stupidity? We'll see how it goes.
How this segment started,
Yeah. That's why we're talking it out, Mike. So wait, now I'm sold on the Patriots, I feel like. We'll see how things go. I mean,
I'm feeling the Patriots.
Jets, the Jets would be only the sixth team in the Super Bowl era to have a winning percentage. This is off the top of my head, by the way. Right. A winning percentage of at least 700 in week 8 or later and be a home dog to a team with a losing record. By the way, in each of the previous 5, the teams were starting backup quarterbacks.
Wow. So what do we want to do? Do we want to skip this game? I mean, we're all dead set on the Seahawks, right? That's one of the games. We have declared that to be one of the games, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we're taking Seattle -3 headed into the weekend over the
Giants. You know, for somebody who wants to just talk it out, you seem to try and nail us down to a decision real quickly here. Yeah.
Well, I mean.
Though we were talking it out.
All right. I'm sorry. I'm just putting Seattle off to the side. Okay. We have not settled on Seattle yet. And you're right, Mikey. That's why we talk these things out.
I have a question about talking it out. Does it have to be the outcome of the game? Like, do we have to do, because like maybe we could just be doing overs and unders? You know what I mean? Or does it have to be the result of the game that we're talking out?
So Mikey T and I usually just bet, you know, full game straight up. I know there's all kinds of new betting out there. We could do OUs though. I love OUs. I'm good with OUs if you want to do it that way.
I'm just talking it out. I'm just asking the questions.
This is why we talk it out. I have interest in winning money. I don't care how I win the money. My interest is in winning money. Period.
I got a little something for you.
Okay.
Cool. On Twitter, at BetLab says unders in division games this season are 25-10, converting at a 71% clip. Wow. So I think we should look at the division games this week and find out which is our over. I mean, our under. Which is our under bet? We got to find an under. Good.
I mean, a regular right, we got
Jets, Patriots, those defenses and those offenses. Right. Unders hitting like crazy.
3.5 is the over under there.
So we need to find teams in the same division and look at the under. Give me the Falcons, Panthers under.
42 is the over under right now. Monday Night Football, Browns, Bengals, 47.
Wow.
They're all kind of low over unders. I feel like they're on to this stat because these are all really low. I hate betting unders.
So do I. There's nothing more unenjoyable anywhere in gambling than rooting for teams not to score.
If you want a team to be up 21-0 early in the first quarter, you know if that happens, you know I bet the under. Like, that's just the way my life works. If I bet an under, some team will score 21 points in the first quarter.
It looks like the highest OU right now is Dolphins Lions at 51.5.
But that's not a divisional game.
Right.
No, it's not.
That under,
that's why we taught these things out.
Do you think they're going to get 51.5 points, though?
I mean, I could
see
that
happening. The Lions defense is really bad.
Yeah.
The Tua put up, like, what did they put up last week? Like 16 points.
16.
Yeah.
Chris, I think I have a good one.
Is better.
I think I have a good one.
Which one?
Well, first off, are the Texans and the Titans in the same division?
Yes.
They are.
40.5 over under right now.
40.5?
Yeah.
I mean, there's no way that's happening. There's no way that's happening. Tennessee won a game last week, like 17-8.
I agree. Of all these divisional matchups this week, that one does look the most enticing, even though it's like the smallest over under along with the Jets Patriots.
So I'll just tell you this, that Tennessee last 2 weeks, they have 29 total points against the Colts, 19-10. They won that game. They've been under 40.5 the last 2 weeks. In fact,
but are they?
I think they've been under 40.5, like half of their games this year.
The old "are they due" argument.
That's a good question.
Yeah, it is.
Just
a good
talking
question.
It out. Just talk. Yeah,
just talking it out. It out. Yeah.
That's right. How about Rams Niners? What's the under there?
Let me see here.
Something's off with Stafford. Billy's right about this. He's been saying it all week, and something's off with Matthew Stafford. Goff has been better than Stafford.
Rams Niners is 43.
43. Huh.
I got a nugget here on this one.
Oh.
What do you got?
According to Joe Osborne, the under is 17-5 in Rams home games since they opened Sci-Fi Stadium.
Wow.
Their last four games overall have failed to reach 35 points.
Holy shit.
The over-under is set at 43 right now.
And that helps with the divisional matchup as well, right?
Yep, that is.
So a lot of things telling us to take the under here, which is why we talk these things out.
Maybe we take the over, though. I feel like you just, like I said, remember the whole, God
no.
damn it.
Nah.
Why do you want to take the over there?
I just
everything
feel
is
like
the
things
under.
Like oh, I see 17, the under 17-5. It's due. I'm like that's when you show me stats. I just go the opposite. I'm like, oh, then that means they're due to do the opposite.
Okay. But they've done the opposite 5 times over the last 22 games. Why is this the time it's gonna
feels
happen?
Like it'll be 17-6 after 23. I'm sorry.
All right,
it just does.
So- All right, let's pick. I am willing to go down this path of taking an under of two teams in the same division playing each other this week.
Yes.
If that's not the game, it's not the game. It's why we toss these things out. I mean, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So let me fish for another one. Hold on. We're fishing.
I mean, does when we, you know, how do we feel about Russell Wilson stretching for 4 hours straight on his plane ride to London? Does this affect how we feel about this Jags Broncos game?
It's a London game, 10:30.
Yeah. I love that Russ did that while everyone was sleeping.
This isn't an over-under play, though, right? Because it's not the same division.
I mean,
it could be,
right. But no, yeah. that doesn't
to
fit.
That, Bill.
It's also, it's low, 39.5.
Oof. Right. Can we just apologize to London now for that game? Sorry about that.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Battle of 2-5 teams, must win?
Yes. Yes, it is. And it's like a home game for Jacksonville. I'm tempted to take the Jags here.
They play there every year.
Yeah.
No one's more familiar with that field.
Let's see how the Jags are at home. Let's see how the Jags are at home recently. Yeah.
Check it out. Talking it out. That's what it's all about.
They lost last week to the Giants at home. So
I only have one game off to the side right now with Seattle. I am tempted to go with this this under in Texans Titans. I really am. Yeah. How do you feel about that, Bill?
This is why they do it, right? Because that's right there. Let's do it. Let's do the under in that one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you want to put it off to the side, or are we all agreeing on this?
I'm ready to agree, but I could be talked out of it.
Okay. Right now, we'll agree that Texans Titans under 40.5, according to DraftKings, is what we're going to do as one of our four picks. Is that fair?
What if talking it out just goes on a heater and we just never miss anything? Then we should give as a show. I think as a show we go for 3 bets a week.
All right,
if we could just go 2-1 every week, we're a winning pod.
Okay.
I like your strategy, yeah, because I'm tired too.
Well, it's not just tired, but I think 3 is the perfect number, right? Because if we go 2 out of 3, we have a 66% win percentage, which is like really high. But like if we start then going like 5 games and we go 3-2, then that's only like 60%. Yeah. You know what I mean?
He's right.
The smaller, the better. You know what I mean?
Like Billy hates, like, I'm on such a bender right now, having a gambling season for the ages. But Billy hates when I give him 9 games for seeing odds. He's like, dude, you can ruin it all in 1 week. What are you doing?
Well, you almost did. You went like 1-6-1 1 week. And it's like, why are you picking 8 games? You're going to blow this lead that you have. At a certain point, you just got to look. And we shouldn't be telling people this. At a certain point, when you have such a big lead in gambling, just take the knee. Just ride it out. Give yourself as few opportunities to blow it as possible.
I should get in victory formation?
Exactly right. Exactly right.
I'm taking a knee this week, Bill.
Wow.
How about that? All right. So we have the under 40.5 in the Titans-Texans game. Yes?
Yeah.
We think. And then Seattle's Seahawks off to the side.
And I think Seahawks we can put in our 3. I like that. I like those 2 so far. I mean, I'm in for those 2, but I don't like. I'm just talking it out.
We're just talking it out.
How do we feel about this Steelers Eagles game?
Ooh,
they have Jim Nance, Tony Romo on the call in Philadelphia.
That's always big. Yeah,
10.5 is the spread right now. A lot of points. This Steelers team. They're one of these teams. They're bad, but they can kind of play people close. Like I don't see them getting blown out.
That was a gut game for me, and I had the Eagles, like 10.5. That offense is overwhelming. The Steelers' offense is dreadful.
Yeah, you're right. You know what? You talked it out. I'm back on the other side. Let's go Eagles.
Really?
Saying, that's the side I'm on now. I'm not saying we're going with that. I'm saying you've just talked it out with me, and I'm now on that side of the spectrum. It's that easy with me sometimes. You made some good points.
Can I talk this out with you guys real quick? Do you guys want to just have it be 3 picks, or do you want it to be a 3-leg parlay?
Ooh.
Then, like, you know, then if we lose one, we're losers.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the thing.
But we're only 0-1 to Billy. Billy likes to play.
Yeah, but right? We're only 0-1, but to Chris's point, like, that 0-1 could easily be 2-1 if we don't make it a parlay. You know what I mean?
I think we should keep them straight, just straight.
Yeah. Let's do that and then see how we do a couple weeks, and then maybe we'll turn it into a parlay situation. You know what I mean?
I'm going to drop this on you.
What?
I'm going to do both.
Wow.
Look at you.
I'm going to do all 3 individually, and I'm going to hit the parlay.
Yeah, wow.
Dangerously.
I'll do it too.
very. Anything in college stand out to you? I have one in college, like a gut game in college.
Ooh, a gut game.
A game.
It's a gut game.
There
it's
you
Wake
go.
Forest -4 at Louisville. I like Wake Forest in that game. The Deeks. How about that?
Deeks. I'm sold.
How much Wake Forest have you watched?
None.
Sam Hartman's a stud.
Who?
He knows a player's name.
Exactly. Well, look, here's the issue. You can't have gut teams.
I'm always scouting quarterbacks in college. I'm a Jets fan.
I mean, I'm not in on this one.
Why?
You seem to know nothing about these teams.
But what
Deeks,
I know
Billy,
is...
The Deeks. The Deeks.
Yeah, I know about Louisville because, Billy, I've become a big Syracuse fan. Louisville lost to Syracuse when Syracuse wasn't very good. Like, Louisville's not good. That's why it's more a bet against Louisville than it is a bet on Wake Forest, if that makes sense.
Hmm.
You don't like it? You don't like it. That's why we talk it out.
It's up to you.
No, it's up to all of us.
I'm a team player here. You know?
Okay. All I know is, regardless, I feel better, just so good about us doing this after Warren Sharp went 0-19 last week. Like, all the work he puts into this, like, I feel like we're right there. We're going to hang with Warren Sharp.
You know, I got to be honest with you, and Stu, guys, I haven't had this conversation with you, but I feel like you feel the same way as me, because, like, we heard Witty and Mike talking about it earlier. We're like, we do so much research, and it's like, doesn't really matter. Like,
yeah, it doesn't.
The difference is negligible. Like, it's not like, no, you could spend 15 hours or you can spend 15 minutes and you're not really going to have any better opportunity at making these decisions the right way.
Billy, I'm 12 games above 500 this year in college. I haven't watched Wake Forest once.
Nothing. All the research you can do, nothing is beneficial as just talking it out.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. 'Cause you get, in fact, less is more. The less information I have, the more my gut will lead me in the right direction, because then I'll just start second guessing myself.
All right, so let's do it this way. I like that, Billy. I will give you a couple of games that kind of stand out for me. And if you guys, you know, if your gut tells you something, then just let me know. Okay. I like Nebraska +8 against Illinois. I don't think Illinois is very good. Nebraska's at home. I like Nebraska. Like, it just stands out. It's a gut game. I've done no research. I like Nebraska +8 against the Illini.
Hmm.
Okay.
Okay. I like it. What else?
I'm putting a menu out there for you.
I like
South Carolina -4 at home against Missouri. I think South Carolina is sneaky good. I think Mizzou is not very good. I haven't watched either play, but I like South Carolina -4 there.
Hey, he's got a beamer. Anytime you got a beamer on the sideline, you got a chance.
Mm.
You're right. Put that on the poll, Billy. Anytime you got a beamer on the sideline, do you have a chance?
It's hard to argue.
It really is. And in the NFL, I like Bengals -3.5 at Cleveland. Just a gut game. Bengals -3.5 at Cleveland. I like the Titans -2 at Houston. How about that? Anything stand out? Yeah.
We're just thinking right now. The Browns have never lost to the Bengals in the Stefanski era.
Holy shit. That's why we talk it out. I didn't know
Jacoby Brissett wasn't the quarterback for any of those games, though.
I hate all this information, man. I really do.
See what I'm saying?
But they're due. They could be due.
Right. Since 2017, the Browns, as Chris mentioned, are 7-1 versus the Bengals. They've outscored them 245-176.
Mm.
Holy shit.
Just talking it out.
Just talking it out. I'm really stuck on this Eagles game, guys. Chris said he said the Steelers. I don't want to go against Chris's gut here, but I like the Eagles. I don't know.
I have one I'm feeling good about.
What do you got?
You do? Oh, wow. Go.
I have UTEP -1 over Middle Tennessee.
Why?
-1. Well, Middle Tennessee has not won a game since their coach appeared on God Bless Football. They've lost 3 straight games.
Oh, poor guy.
They are in their last 5. Let's see. Their last 5, they are 2-3. That's 3 straight losses. And they're taking on UTEP, who's 4-4, 2-2 in conference. Middle Tennessee's 0-3 in conference right now. And UTEP's coming off of a 24-21 win over FAU. I just like it. They put up a lot of points earlier in the year. They won a game with 41 points. They won a game with 27. They lost with 31. There's just something, a 1-point spread. I like UTEP.
Huh. What do you think, Chris?
Middle Tennessee beat Miami.
Yeah, but that's the last time they won.
Yeah, we had the coach on right after just to piss Mike Ryan off, and that's the last time they've won a football game. So, I'm kind of in on that. I feel pretty good about that. Mikey A is shaking his head as well, but Chris doesn't seem to like it. We all like it, Chris.
That's what talking it out is all about.
I do.
Absolutely
like,
not. I love it.
I love it more than Wake Forest. I will say that. Yeah.
Billy, do you know what UTEP stands for?
UTEP? Is it a University of Texas, El Paso?
If you could just name like one UTEP player, I'd be sold.
If I could name one UTEP player,
it would just kind of like, you know, get me over the edge. Don't look it up or anything. Just
Calvin Brownholz.
All right, I'm in.
He's a great one.
Yeah, he is.
All right, so we have UTEP. We all agree?
Yep.
-1.
All right. -1 according to DraftKings. So we have UTEP -1. We have Texans Titans under 40.5 points. Mm-hmm. And we have Seattle sitting off to the side.
I'm kind of with, like, all right, we got to decide. Are we going Seattle or Eagles? Because I'm with you. I'm done with Steelers +10.
Well, hold on a second, because you also brought up at the very top that you like the Packers getting 11 points. Did you not?
I do.
But okay. That's scary. Josh Allen at home, Sunday Night Football.
It's very scary.
Mike Ryan will be there. What will the Mike Ryan effect be on that game? Like, he probably won't see a good game. Maybe we go under in that game. Ooh. And bet against Mike Ryan seeing an epic game.
Don't go under. What's the over under?
Gotta be high. Let me look. It is. Oh, wait, that's Sunday night, 47.5. Actually, that's not that high.
Don't go under.
Yeah, I don't like that at all.
Why is it
In fact, I like the over.
Yeah.
I would say this.
Chris. What's the weather like?
It's probably weather. That's why we talk it out, Chris. Yeah. It's probably because you never factor in the weather. You never factor in, hey, is the offensive line hurt?
That's why you talk
like
it out.
Of them? Right.
That's why you talk it out, folks.
That's why you talk it out. Exactly.
See, it's looking, like, no, Sunday's 62 degrees high, 51 low.
47.5 is one of those annoying over-unders where it like feels kind of low, but it's like it'll be 7-3 at halftime and we're going to be hating life.
Right. Or it could be, you know, 24-17 at halftime because of the two best quarterbacks ever.
All right. So I'm looking at Buffalo, New York's weather on Sunday. 1% chance of precipitation, okay. 62 high, low of 51. So it's not going to snow. And then the wind is south-southeast at 7 miles an hour. It's not particularly windy.
The Packers can't
You
score.
Said south-southeast, though, right?
You know what this over-under is telling us? Okay. Is that the Packers will not be able to score on the Bills. That's what that's telling
that's
us. Because that over-under should be higher.
Blown out, yes.
That over-under should be higher.
Right. But based on the weather.
Josh Allen.
I'm feeling the over now.
I would take the over if you take
I don't want to take the under. If we're going to do one, we got to go the over.
Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills are a team that'll throw 48 on you just because they can.
Yeah,
like they're not a team that'll. Yeah, like they're not a team that'll let up. They're a team that's going to be like, oh, we're up 21 in the third quarter. Guess what? I'm throwing deep to Stephon Diggs.
The Packers have 45. The Packers have never won in Buffalo.
Wow, I mean,
Bills money.
They're not even due.
Bills money line.
Oh, they are due. Damn it, Mikey A.
Yeah, the due theory always gets.
I said they're not due.
Right.
Due theory, but they are.
But they are due.
Nah,
but they're not.
Yeah, not yet.
That's why we're talking out. I mean, that is exactly. So what do we do? Like the last game here, we're talking Seattle -3 against the Giants. We're talking about the under and the Buffalo or the over in the Buffalo Packer game and the Eagles. I think that's what it's down to right now.
Are we like, are we going in the weeds as much like to do team totals, like a Bills team total thing? No, that's
whatever you want. I'm not interested. I'm only interested in making money here just and making the audience out. Money. Yeah, we're just talking to that. So whatever you want, props. I don't care.
I'm scared. I'm just scared. Like we talk things out and I'm being honest
don't
and
be
vulnerable
scared.
With you guys. I'm scared right now.
Why?
Hang in there.
Because I don't want to lose for the people our very first like outing with this.
We're in this together. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're in it together.
We lose together.
Exactly right.
I feel better now. I'm not scared anymore. Thanks, guys.
All right. So what do we settle on?
I mean, listen, under in divisional games, 25-10, which Chris pointed out earlier, that's 71%, guys. Like there's a trend there, no?
Yeah.
Or it's due to not work out.
Yeah, but it only needs to work if one of the five games, you know, that has divisional opponents, we just have to choose the right one.
Right.
I'm ready to do this with you guys and lock in the under in the Titans versus Texans.
By the way, is a very important component. Oh, talking it out. Yeah.
Yeah. We just have that sounder like ready to go. We just put it in there anytime there's silence.
Yeah. Billy, you're tempted to go where?
I'm tempted to lock in the under in the Titans versus Texans.
Yep.
All right.
The Eagles -11.
Well, no. I thought we were doing over and under.
No, I'm saying, but you like that more than you like the Eagles -11 or the Seahawks -3 against the Giants.
Listen, we can very easily just not bet UTEP -1, and no one would be sad about that.
No, I think we're locked in on that.
No, I'm locked in. No, I am all in now on UTEP.
You sold me when you said that guy's name.
Well, I looked it up.
Oh, you did?
Brown hole,
right?
I think it was Brown Holtz. Yeah,
that
Brown Holtz.
In our, you know, we did something with Mike Golick Jr. I mean, Senior. Mike Golick Sr. about inappropriate names.
Yeah.
Calvin Brown Hole.
Now it's Brown Holtz. He's Jewish?
No, it is Brown Holtz.
Oh.
But it's not Brown Hole. It's just so
it's not. Yeah, no. It ends with a Z.
That's why we talk it out, Bill.
Yeah.
So I'm with you. I'm down with UTEP. I like that.
All right. Okay. UTEP, the under. So what's our third bet? We have UTEP and the under in Texans Titans.
Well, do you feel stronger about the under in Texans Titans or the over in Bills Packers?
Huh.
I feel stronger about the under because of that trend.
Really? All right, so now we have to decide between the Eagles minus 11 against or 10 and a half against the Steelers and the Seahawks minus 3 against the Giants to round out our
three.
I think
I like the Seahawks. It's a smaller number.
You don't believe in the Giants?
Yeah.
You can see the Packers winning the
game. But that's
what
everybody's saying about the Giants, and maybe the Giants are just going to be 7-1, right? Like, maybe, I don't know. Like,
I keep saying it about the Giants. They keep winning and covering.
I'm not sold on the Giants not being good.
Oh, you're not sold on them not being good. So you think they're good.
Weird way to say it.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
You lost me.
I'm just talking it out. I'm talking it out.
I know you are, but can you talk clearly? Like, what are you not?
I got him. I followed him there. He does not want to bet against the Giants.
He doesn't want to bet against the Giants. They keep winning. Things are happening in New York.
Things are just happening there for some reason. Now, this game is in Seattle, so...
Right,
cross country flight.
I'm good with
crowd.
Not taking Seattle. I'm not sold on Seattle. I'm good with that. I'm fine not taking the Seahawks.
Remember, we mentioned the Jags at home in London. Like, if Russell's going to play, is he
they're back
be
in
good?
Play. Well, I don't know if Russell playing. I don't know if that's good or bad for them. Is
what's
the thing
spread in that game?
Two.
Yeah, two.
Jags are a 2-point favorite.
De facto home game. For the Jags.
I could see that game tied late. Jags hit a field goal. We cover by one. We go home. Nice little Winsky.
Oh, that's dangerous.
I'm just saying. Like,
how about
worst
this,
that?
How about this with Steelers-Eagles? 80 times since entering the NFL, they have played each other, including one playoff game. Philly has a commanding 48-29-3 record head-to-head.
But it's like
head-to-head doesn't really mean anything. They have to win by more than 10.5 points.
Especially games that took place in the 50s.
Yeah, that's a good point, Chris.
It's still just that stat makes you go...
He's right.
Nance and Romo. What's the Nance and Romo effect on this game?
Well, the Nance and Romo effect had, if you remember, it had Kansas City and Buffalo being a low-scoring game and not being the barn burner we thought it might be.
So maybe they're due for a high-scoring game.
Maybe, or maybe they're cursing high-scoring games.
Yeah. Maybe they're on a run of low-scoring games, and we can hear Jim Nance in the fourth quarter being like, "Romo, a couple of duds in a row for us, huh, Romo?"
You think that Nance has ever used the word dud?
Yes.
Really? I feel like he had, like, if he's ever tempted to use the word dud, he, like, whips out his thesaurus, and he uses another word instead.
Yeah.
By the way, Jim Nance, I think, is it this year or next year is his last Final Four that he's doing. Yeah. Last tie. This one's going to be a valuable one.
He'll hand out his last tie. You're right.
How much do you think that tie will go to an auction?
I don't know.
All right. You know what we're doing right now? We're talking it out and we're sitting on the fence. We need to get off this fence and pick a side.
Yeah. Off the fence, pick a side. So we have five and we need to pick three that we're good about.
All right. How about this? On the count of three, we all say the thing we should go. We all say what we think we should go with was our third bet, and we'll just see what happens here.
Wait, what are the same time? What are the two that we have?
We are
locked in.
Sure. We are locked in
on UTEP
Texans
for
Titans
some reason.
40.5 and UTEP. Okay.
Yes.
You really sold us with Brown Hole. Okay.
Brown Holtz.
Whatever. So, Chris, what you're suggesting is that you will count to three, and on three, all four of us will yell out the team that we want.
Yes. What are our two so far? It's UTEP and the under. Okay, good. I'm I got my pick.
We're all comfortable with those two for sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mikey A.
Yes. What are the three we're choosing between now?
Just Seahawks minus three, Eagles minus 11, or the over in the Bills Packers, or if you want to throw out a wild card. Okay. But then that's going to take us down a whole nother path.
Right, and then we'll continue to talk it out forever.
Yeah, and then Chris will be late to pick up his kids. So,
all right,
don't do that.
All right, one, two, three.
Eagles over the Bills. Stugatz didn't say anything.
I said
the Eagles.
It sounded, shit! It now like we're tied 2-2.
No, it sounded like Mikey A said Eagles over.
No, he said
Bills over.
He said Bills over. So did I.
So we're 2-2. Oh my God.
Well, now we need Jarvis.
Chris, you and I said the Eagles, and they both said the over.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's why.
So Seattle is out.
I was gonna say. So should that make Seattle the de facto winner?
Who's like a fifth person? We should just do Seattle.
Java's coin, but Java hates us.
Somebody. We got to just call somebody right now and be like,
your dad, get Greg on right now.
Just call my dad and ask him of those two.
Yeah. Or Ron McGill. He always answers you.
Either one will suffice. Yeah.
All right. This is a big one.
Okay. So it's big. Eagles minus 10.5 or
over. Put it a little closer.
Yeah. Hey, Greg Cody.
Yeah.
You're on Stupidity. And there's a big moment right here. We have four of us here. We're trying to decide on a bet we're taking this week. And we're split 2-2. So I'm just going to throw two bets at you, and you got to tell me which one you like more.
Okay.
The Eagles at home against the Steelers minus 10.5. So taking the Eagles there, getting 10.5, or no, giving 10.5. Or the Bills.
Packers over.
Packers on Sunday Night Football over 47.5. Which of those two bets do you like better?
Okay, I'm picking the Eagles to cover.
Yes. Theoretically.
Eagles minus 10.5, Greg.
I did say that confusing. Sorry.
Right. Okay. All right. So I'm taking the Eagles minus 10.5 or over 47.
In the Sunday Night Football game.
47.5.
At Bills. There's no 1% chance of precipitation.
Okay. This may surprise you, but I think I like the over.
Wow.
On Bills Packers.
All right. Wow. There it is.
Just talking it out.
Thank you.
Ask him how it feels about UTEP minus one.
How do you feel about UTEP minus one against Middle Tennessee?
Who's minus one?
UTEP. We're good. UTEP.
They have Brownholtz.
Nailed it.
Brownholtz.
I have no idea.
Oh.
All right. Later.
Bye. Right.
Wait, Mikey, before we agree to this, Mikey A, what'd you just hold up on your phone? What was there? What was that?
Mac Jones starting.
Wow, that changes everything.
I guess they saw how it went.
Yeah.
They saw the wire thing situation. You know what I mean? We're like, well, it wasn't his fault. We hit a wire.
Yeah. So what are we doing here?
Talking it out.
I think we decided. You guys want to punt on UTEP and go on with the two that we decided?
I will never punt on UTEP.
Absolutely
no,
not.
Deep on UTEP. I've already put the bet in. I mean, what are you getting me?
Brownholtz is joining us next week. Yeah.
So we're going Packers you get Bills. On, Bill. So we're going Packers Bills over 47.5.
I would like Greg to join this segment if we ever do it again.
Okay? Yeah.
Because I think he would enjoy talking it out.
Oh,
with
it's
us.
Coming back. Did you hear this? This is coming back.
Wait, so just Chris, I know you got to run here. UTEP minus one. That is one of our selections.
Yep.
Okay. We have the Texans Titans under of 40.5, correct? Mm-hmm. And we are taking the Bills Eagles over on Sunday Night Football.
Bills Packers over.
Bills Packers over on Sunday Night Football. Yep. Those are the three picks. We all agree?
Yep.
Yes.
Agreed. We talked it out. We talked it out.
Yes. Well done.
Talking it.
So, Bill, on the front end of this, you said that you really liked this idea. It's before we even executed the idea, but you liked it. And so now I'm wondering, you've been in it now, and we're on the other side of it. Do you still like the idea?
I love the idea. Because here's the thing, right? I was excited going into it, and then sometimes that's what happens, and then you get through it, and you're like, oh, man, that was a grind. Like, I don't know. Yeah. This one I felt like we could have kept doing forever if Chris didn't have to go pick up his kid. And I was also thinking, like, this is what we have to do, Stugatz. If this, you know, takes off the way that we hope it do, we pitch this as a daily show or something, right? Reach out to DraftKings. If we can't, we're not going to get like a sponsorship deal with a newspaper. So then I'm thinking, oh, you know what we have to do? We have to start the DraftKings Daily, where it's a newspaper that's just lines. And then we open the DraftKings Daily and we see what the spread is for all these games, the over-unders, who we like. So We have meetings that we're going to have to conduct now. I don't know who we need to talk to, but we need to talk about someone about starting not just a show, but also the DraftKings Daily, which is going to be a printed newspaper that just gives us information on the games. So we're going to have to probably acquire a printing press for this.
But I think you identified the exact problem. Who do we talk to?
I don't know. But I need, you know what? To your point, you said it before. There's just going to be something about opening the sound of opening the paper, the smell of the paper, and the feel of the paper on my fingers. And then again, you look and your hands are really dirty. Like, how do I get this crap off? I don't even want to. I just want to talk it out.
That's what talking it out is all about. You have to have print from the newspaper on your fingers, and when you're done, okay, the newspaper needs to be spread out all over the floor. I mean, that's what it's all about. I mean,
so we settled.
I liked it, Bill.
We settled on 3 games, but you know how I am, and you know how I am with making decisions. You know I'm going to be keeping my eye on the other two as well, even though they're not officially going to count because we didn't select
them. Oh, the two we didn't take?
Yeah.
Yeah, which that was the Eagles minus 10.5, right?
And the Seahawks, yeah.
And minus the Seahawks, 3. Yeah. Keep it, those are going to go 2-0. The others are going to go 0-3.
Something about UTEP, I'm telling you. Keep
that's why
keep an eye on the Miners.
And that brown hole guy.
Oh, jeez.
Stupidity. Stu Gauts here for my friends over at Miller Lite. A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. Another thing that hasn't changed is that it's less filling. So, what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate in 1975, and we still haven't settled it. Listen, for me, it's simple. When I'm sitting around with friends, with family, we're at concerts, we're watching the Knicks finally win for the first time in 30 years, we're laughing, we're having a great time, we do it with ice cold Miller Lite. Always have, always will. Miller Lite keeps it simple, undebatable quality, great taste, only 96 calories. It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/stew, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.